This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Authorities are trying to sort out why a student went on a shooting rampage at home and at the Red Lake High School on the Red Lake Chippewa Reservation in northern Minnesota. In the end, 10 people were dead, including the shooter, who authorities say killed himself. Police have not released the boy's name at this time. It was the nation's worst school shooting since the Columbine Massacre in 1999 that left 13 people dead. Joining me now is Dan Gunderson of Minnesota Public Radio, who is in Bemidji, Minnesota, about 30 miles outside the reservation. Can you sketch out, please, for us what authorities have said about yesterday's school shooting?
Well, Renee, authorities aren't saying very much at this point. They've been on scene at the high school overnight collecting evidence and interviewing witnesses. We've been able to piece together a few things from some information provided by the FBI and by tribal police. This being a sovereign Indian nation, this investigation is being handled by tribal police and the FBI. The state has no jurisdiction on the reservation. What we do know is that a 17-year-old boy went to his grandparents' home sometime yesterday afternoon and shot his grandparents. His grandfather was a longtime tribal police officer. He then took the tribal police squad car. He took the weapons belonging to his grandfather, and he drove to the high school. He had two handguns, apparently, and a shotgun. He then walked into the high school and almost immediately shot a security guard who was at the front door. A law enforcement source tells me that the security guards at the high school was not armed. The young man then proceeded into the school where he shot and killed a teacher, and he shot a number of students as well, apparently chose some of his targets, in other cases simply fired at random.
Now, you have spoken, I gather, to some of the relatives of survivors?
I have spoken to relatives of survivors, people who had children or relatives who were in the school at the time of the shooting. Some of the reports include that the young man was smiling and waving to people. In one case, a young man reported that he was standing inside of a doorway and hadn't heard anything, and then he heard this young man say, "Do you believe in God?" And then gunfire erupted. In another case, a young woman who was in the classroom, a student, called her mother on her cell phone, and they were barricaded in the classroom. The young man was trying to get into their classroom, and the mother could hear shots being fired over the cell phone. It was a terrifying experience for, obviously, the students and teachers in the school, but also for the many parents and relatives who had no idea what was happening in that school and were waiting outside.
Is there any indication why this young man went on this rampage? Anything in his family? Anything that had happened to him?
I'm sure there are a lot of questions that will be asked in the coming days. At this point, we don't have any indication of a motive. People I've talked to who said they knew this young man said he was a quiet, kind of a loner, kept to himself, may not have had a lot of friends. They said he may have been teased some in school, but no one seemed to think that was a reason for this to happen. So at this point, there's really no good motive. And a lot of people are asking that question, why and how could this happen? We may have to wait for that. And because the shooter killed himself, we may never know the answer to some of those questions.
Has there been a reaction, an official reaction by leaders there on the Red Lake Reservation?
Well, leaders have reacted, as you would expect, with shock. And the tribal chairman, Buck Jourdain, called it the darkest hour in the history of our tribe. People haven't really had a chance to absorb what happened yet and how this could happen in their relatively small and quite close-knit community.
I gather that this reservation is not a wealthy place. I mean, people have it tough there a little bit.
It's a rather remote reservation located in northern Minnesota. They have a small casino on the reservation, which provides some jobs and some economic boost. About 5,000 people or so live there. Median income is quite low. Unemployment is quite high. And so, yes, it is a place where poverty is very common.
Dan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
Dan Gunderson is a reporter with Minnesota Public Radio, reporting from Bemidji, Minnesota.